From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Andrea Seabrook is away. Today, the Democratic nominating contest came down to one town in central Ohio, the town of Westerville, just outside of Columbus. Hillary Clinton spoke there at a morning rally at West High School.
And we need a president who can turn this economy around and get it working again to produce good jobs with rising incomes. That is especially important for Ohio.
In the afternoon, it was Barack Obama, not far away at Central High.
We're going to start by addressing the cost crisis that so many families are going through. The fact that even though wages have been stagnant, people's expenses keep going up and up and up. And we want to make sure that we're making day-to-day life a little more affordable for the average person.
NPR's David Greene and Don Gagne are traveling at lightning speed with the rival campaigns, and David Greene is on the line with me now. Hi there, David.
Hi, Jackie.
I hope we don't lose you and the bus doesn't pull away in the middle of this little talk.
Yeah, we're on a buses crossing the state of Ohio. I'm in a bus, a couple buses behind Hillary Clinton's bus. She just began a bus tour the rest of the day here.
Well, we know that the senator from New York is trying to pull out the kind of victory she won in New Hampshire 8 weeks ago. It seems like a long time. What issues enabled her to win that race?
In the final days of New Hampshire, Jackie, you know, we had the tear up. Hillary Clinton got teary-eyed, and a lot of voters in New Hampshire thought that that made a difference for them. But Barack Obama was really moving in the polls until the last couple days. And then the Clinton campaign really feels like she was able to win over the very latest deciders. And voters said that they were really focusing on the issues as opposed to personality. And I think that's a model that they're hoping to recreate, especially here in Ohio. And if you listen to Hillary Clinton in these speeches, she finishes off by saying, you know, some people vote based on personality. I want you to treat this like a hiring decision. Talk to me about who you want to hire as president, both when it comes to the economy and foreign policy. So if they look back to New Hampshire, they'd love to recreate that in the final days.
How is the Clinton campaign aiming at different voters in Ohio as compared to Texas?
Well, certainly there's more of an economic message in Ohio. The state has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. In Texas, in contrast, in the last day or so, she's focused much more on foreign policy, saying that she'd be a stronger commander-in-chief. She had an ad running with a phone ringing at the White House in the middle of the night, suggesting that at 3 in the morning, if that call comes through and there's a crisis, she would be the person that Americans would want in there. And, of course, there are different voters who the campaign is going after. A white working class voters, the types of voters that have stuck with Hillary Clinton before, a lot of them in Ohio. And in Texas, you have a large number of Latino voters, and they have stuck with her. We look at a state like California. They helped Hillary Clinton pull off a victory there, and they're hoping for the same thing in Texas.
Speaking of the ads, Obama is running a lot more than Hillary Clinton. Is she taking note of this somehow?
Her campaign certainly is. The campaign actually had a memo to reporters which suggested that the media has anointed Barack Obama the front runner. They say that he's acting like it's spending a lot more money, and they're using that to set expectations, suggesting now that since he is spending so much money, he has been seen as the front runner. If he doesn't pull off wins in all the states on Tuesday, they're suggesting that might show he has a problem.
Thanks a lot, David. That's NPR's David Greene with the Clinton campaign in Ohio.